Today's episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by FreshBooks. To see how FreshBooks can save you time and boost your creativity, go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the how did you hear about us section. Hey everyone, welcome to the Accidental Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I am your host. I'm also the author of The Accidental Creative, of course, Die Empty, Louder Than Words, and Herding Tigers, which is about how to create an environment in which creative teams thrive. So I just found out that the Accidental Creative Podcast recently crossed the 8 million download mark, which frankly, it's kind of stunning to me because when I launched the podcast, I have absolutely no ambition whatsoever of reaching masses of people. I really just wanted to share a handful of things that I had observed and learned as a leader of creative teams and some things I was wrestling with and struggling with, and then maybe just get some people on to interview them and talk about some of the dynamics that we experience as create on demand professionals. So just a huge, huge thank you to all of you who have been listening for the years we've been doing the show, and hopefully we will have many, many years to come. One of those dynamics that we talk about a lot on the show is the nature of uncertainty. Listen, if you are going to create for a living, uncertainty is going to be your constant companion. You will never know that a risk you take, that a creative leap that you make is going to pay off in the end. You'll never know that on the front end. You only know that when you backward engineer success or failure. And so on today's show, I want to talk about how to deal with the constant presence of uncertainty in our life and in our work. Because if you want to do creative work, you have to make friends with uncertainty. It's going to be your constant companion. So on today's show, dealing with uncertainty. Before we dive in, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by FreshBooks. So as creative pros, we're in the business of turning clever ideas into customer value. That's what we do. We turn these ideas, these ineffable things, these uncertain things, into value. And it takes time to generate great creative work and to cultivate and run a business. And often trying to run that business doesn't provide enough time to produce the great creative work that we're accountable for. And that's where FreshBooks can help. So FreshBooks is accounting software designed for creative professionals like you and like me. It's easy to use, and you're going to save up to 16 hours a month on time-consuming admin and paperwork, which means more time to let your creativity flourish. FreshBooks is packed with time-saving features, like you can create and send branded invoices in about 30 seconds. You can set up ACH and credit card payments right on your invoices and get paid up to 2 times faster. You can snap photos of your receipts from your phone, and you can make managing expenses a million times faster. No more, you know, shoeboxes full of crumpled receipts or whatever, files full of crumpled receipts. FreshBooks makes it simple. When tax time rolls around, you can export tidy reports for expenses, invoice details, and sales tax to make working with your accountant a breeze. So allocate more time to creating and let FreshBooks do the boring accounting and bookkeeping, okay? Right now, we're offering listeners a 30-day free trial of FreshBooks. 30 days absolutely free, no credit card required. All you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the how did you hear about us section. It's freshbooks.com/accidental and enter accidental creative in the how did you hear about us section to get started. And we thank FreshBooks for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. We love FreshBooks. All right. So one force that is ever present in any form of creative work is uncertainty. The reality is you will never know, I mean, really know which direction is the right direction. Now, people get really good at faking it, and a lot of people get really good at posturing and positioning themselves as if they're 100% confident that they're making the right decision. But in reality, I don't care who you are, how much experience you have, you never know empirically that you're making the right decision. You never do. There's always some guesswork involved when you're doing subjective creative work. So is it good enough? Is it finished? Is this the right strategy? How should I spend my time, my focus, my energy today? What would be helpful? What would be wasteful? Which idea should I run with? How can I sell this to my manager? Will my manager think I'm crazy? All of these things, right? All of these things are questions that we wrestle with. This is what it is to live with uncertainty. Uncertainty is an uncooperative dance partner, okay? You have to move with it, in concert with it, drawing from it, following its lead at times, but always with an eye on your next move in order to do your best work. The worst thing you can do is allow uncertainty to paralyze you into inaction. And by the way, I had a great conversation with this about Jonathan Fields several years ago. So if you want to go back and go to the Axial Creative site and search for Jonathan Fields, we did a whole podcast conversation about dealing with uncertainty. But there are a couple of key tips I want to give you to help you deal with uncertainty, because uncertainty can also yield, by the way, a lot of anxiety in people who maybe don't deal so well with uncertainty, people who need a lot of feedback. And we've talked a lot on the show, and I've also written about it in Herding Tigers, about the importance of stability and challenge with regard to creating an environment in which creative teams thrive. Well, stability really in many ways is in some ways about mitigating as much of the unnecessary uncertainty as we can. So when you create a stable environment, you're reducing the amount of unnecessary uncertainty so that you can just focus your creative and mental energy on dealing with the uncertainty that actually helps you make progress in your work, right? So we don't need to have uncertain processes, uncertain systems, uncertain reporting relationships, uncertain, you know, expectations. We don't need those things. We don't have to deal with those things. Let's stabilize those things so that we can focus our effort on the real uncertainty that we're being paid to solve, which is the work itself. Okay, so that's what we want to do. But then anytime we introduce challenge into the environment, we're creating uncertainty because we're venturing out of our comfort zone. We're pushing ourselves to the edge. And so living in a healthy, creative, thriving creative environment means there's going to be a lot of uncertainty. There simply is, because it's baked into the very nature of doing creative work, healthy creative work. Healthy environments have a lot of uncertainty because there's a lot of risks being taken, right? So I want to give you a couple of strategies for dealing with it. Number one, in the face of uncertainty, when you start to feel that anxiety welling up, when you know that you're facing uncertainty, pursue clarity. Okay, a couple of questions you can ask to help you do this. Number one, do you know what you're really trying to do? Is the uncertainty because you're trying to solve a problem and you're crystal clear about the problem, you just don't know what to do? Or is the uncertainty because you haven't really clearly defined the problem? And this is often what uncertainty is in organizations, especially unhealthy organizations. They don't define their problems well. They don't really know what they're doing. And so the uncertainty isn't, oh, we have this clear problem we're trying to solve and we don't know what to do next. No, it's we don't even know exactly what we're doing. And so we're all dancing around the problem trying to figure out what we're doing. So have you firmed up your objectives? Have you defined the problem? Do you know what you're trying to do? Do you understand the problem? When dealing with uncertainty about some things, seek clarity in the things you already know. So if you're uncertain about certain things, well, then try to clarify the things that you do know. And if you lead a team, by the way, your job is to pursue increasing levels of clarity in the face of increasing levels of uncertainty. So as things become more and more uncertain, as your team feels more and more challenged, as you venture more and more out into the unknown, your job is to provide more and more stability, more and more clarity around the objectives, around the problems we're solving. Make sure people know exactly what they're tasked with doing. Your team needs to know what you expect of them, even if you're not certain it's the right thing. So sometimes when leaders become themselves uncertain, they become really unclear, right? Because they don't want to be on the line if things go awry. So as things become much more uncertain, you have to become more and more clear about your expectations of your team if you lead a team. That doesn't mean you have to know that it's the right thing, but you do have to tell them what you expect of them very clearly, or everyone will be paralyzed. Paralysis tends to trickle down in organizations. If the leader is paralyzed, it's not very long before the team will be paralyzed as well. Okay. So in the face of uncertainty, pursue clarity. That's number one. Number two, get real about the stakes. So when you're facing uncertainty, you might start fearing monsters in the closet, right? Uncertainty leads to uncertainty, leads to anxiety, leads to fear. Your fear of the unknown spirals out of control. It creates artificial stakes. You begin to escalate the consequences of failure, and it causes you to paralyze, causes you to freeze up. So spend some time grounding yourself in the true stakes, the actual consequences of failure, rather than allowing your imagination to go wild. So spend some time thinking about, okay, what is the worst case scenario here? Really? Okay, if I actually pursue this very uncertain, very risky idea, what's the worst that's going to happen? Truly. And then let's think about, okay, what are the outcomes of that? Okay, well, that's really not so bad. It's not nearly as bad as I thought. Or maybe it is, and maybe you need to adjust your approach, right? But get real about the stakes. Don't allow those stakes to artificially escalate and create anxiety and fear and paranoia and all of those kinds of things. So get real about the stakes. That's number two. Number three, stay attuned to your intuition. In the face of uncertainty, stay attuned to your intuition. When things get messy, it's tempting to ignore that small, quiet voice in your head out of fear that it might lead you into even more uncertainty, or out of fear that it's going to get you into trouble, right? However, that's the worst thing you can do. Pay attention to the little places that your mind naturally goes in the face of uncertainty. Your mind is wired to resolve dissonance, to identify patterns, to solve problems. And those little thoughts, those little prompts that sometimes we ignore because we're afraid it's going to be an idea that we won't have the capacity to execute, a lot of times those little voice, those little whispers in our head are pointing us in a really valuable direction, but we ignore them because we have so much that we're trying to deal with. We're trying to just hold it all together. So we ignore those little intuitive hunches. So how can you do this? How can you stay attuned to your intuition? A couple of things. Number one, the good old practice of journaling. Spend some time in the morning just writing about your work, writing about what you're doing that day, the problems that you're solving. Spend some time thinking about potential solutions. Spend some time just writing down ideas for the project. Spend some time just dumping into a notebook. There's a wonderful exercise I've talked about many times called the Morning Pages. It was introduced by Julia Cameron in The Artist's Way. It's basically just writing three longhand pages every single day of just brain dump in the morning. And it's not cohesive writing, by the way, and it's not coherent, and it's not something that you're going to go back and read later. This is not journaling to read later. This is just a brain dump. It's getting things out of your head so that all those little chatty voices that tell you, well, you better not do this, or what if you do that, or what if this happens, you get all of that out on the page and just clear it out of your mind so that you have some clarity about your thoughts. So do a brain dump, journal, pay attention to your intuition, spend some time really thinking about your work, and listen for those little internal whispers that we often shut out when we're busy because we're afraid it's going to lead to more responsibility. It's going to, you know, ideas are a two-edged sword, right? Because we love new ideas because they're valuable, but we also fear new ideas because they might lead to things we don't feel like we can handle right now. So pay attention to that little voice inside your head. Stay attuned to your intuition. So those are the three things. In the face of uncertainty, pursue clarity. Define the problem well. Number two, get real about the stakes. Don't allow artificial escalation of potential consequences to paralyze you, right? Get real about the stakes, the true consequences of failure. And number three, stay attuned to your intuition. Journal, write, think, pay attention to the voice in your head, those little intuitive gut hunches that you have, especially in the face of uncertainty. It could be your mind trying to tell you something. You are never going to rid yourself of uncertainty. It's just part of the game. But when the sand is shifting beneath your feet, try to find a little bit of solid ground. Try to find a rock to stand on, right? Seek clarity. You'll often find that simply getting clear relieves some of that pressure and will illuminate your next steps. Hey, I would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com/contact, or subscribe to the weekly newsletter at accidentalcreative.com/subscribe, where I dive deeper into these thoughts. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.